As we enter into the third week of our penitential season of Lent, Church in her wisdom is giving us readings from sacred scripture which remind us of what we've just listened to in today's first reading and especially in today's gospel. In a sense, it's supposed to remind us as well of that gospel we heard read on the first Sunday of Lent, the temptation of Jesus by Satan in the desert. At the end of those temptations that Satan tried to seduce Jesus into giving into, the evangelists say that he departed at that time to come again. Well, in one sense, when we follow our Lord through the Gospels, we see that from the beginning to the end, Satan isn't far away. He doesn't appear physically, but he possesses and induces others to stalk, to tempt, to criticize, and eventually to crucify the Lord. What we find is a contrast today between Naaman the Syrian, a non-Jew, and the Israelites, the Jews of Jesus' hometown, those who should have known him best. The difference isn't immediately apparent with Naaman until he actually obeys Elisha, the prophet, bathes 7 times and is healed, cured miraculously of his leprosy. He throws off all doubt, returns with great gratitude and praise for Almighty God, and goes away a new man. He encountered the power of God. Here we have God himself in the synagogue in Nazareth, standing before his own people. And tragically for them, they've given in to the temptation not to believe. It's a terrible indictment of those people, when St. Luke simply says, he passed through their midst and went away. Somewhat final. Again, the church is reminding us, the evil one stalks us, tempts us. We can't give in. We've been living the discipline of Lent. We must continue so that in time, like Naaman, we come to be restored to real life in the Spirit and our faith and our hope and our charity is strengthened.